I think something awesome happened last night. In my family, this was a huge thing because, look, we love sports in our family. My son is an absolutely diehard NBA fan, March Madness, loves the Raptors, wears the Raptors gear, Canada's NBA team. The Raptors, by the way, just traded guard Norman Powell to Portland. We're all looking for what's going to happen to Kyle Lowry. That's important. But last night, something super, super, super cool happened. For the first time in NBA history, there was an all-female broadcast team. Five incredible journalists called the Raptors game last night, and it was against the Denver Nuggets, and actually the Raptors busted their... they got off a schneid. They broke their losing streak. And one of those broadcasters was Kate Burness, SportsCenter anchor on TSN and the Raptors sideline reporter, and Kate joins us now. Kate, what a cool night. How was that?
You know what, Evan? It was special. And, you know, leading up to it, the three of five of us had been covering March Madness, so it's just kind of been a whirlwind. But I think after, you know, the last few hours kind of reflecting on it and just the response from it, you know what, it was a special night. And what I really hope that comes from it are more nights like it, and that we don't... that we don't make a big deal, and that people realize that the five of us are just really good at our jobs and really good at chatting basketball, and we're excited to do a lot more of it in the future.
Yeah, that's why I say, and I wanted to say, you know, five great sports journalists, because that's what you guys are. You're great at it. You're good at your job. You're great broadcasters. And that your women is important still, though, but not the thing that makes you a great broadcaster, but it's never happened before. And I wonder what led to this moment.
Well, I think that it was something that MLSE had wanted to do for a while. And knowing that myself and Kayla Gray were already on the Raptors broadcast for TSN, it was just kind of a nice fit. And then obviously we signed on Kia Nurse a couple of years ago now. And when she's not playing, she comes and works for us. Yeah. So there's three. And then, you know, we had seen Megan do play-by-play at the G League level. She had been with the 905. And then Amy's kind of a budding star as well at the G League and also WNBA level. So I think that they saw, you know, we had enough talent to put a broadcast together. And I know, as I said, it was something that MLSE has been pushing for. They're doing a lot when it comes to diversity right now and inclusion. So they decided on International Women's Day to announce it, and obviously a few weeks later to have the broadcast. So, you know, I was just thrilled to be a part of it, and I know I said it off the top of the broadcast last night, but myself and those four other girls that you saw were diehard fans growing up, and while we would see one individual woman here and there, whether it be Norma Wick here in Canada or maybe Doris Burke in the States, you never saw a team of women, and women that were more than capable of doing each one of those individual jobs. So to put it together and have a generation of girls see it was, I think, yeah, the coolest part for myself personally.
Yeah, I think it was super, super cool. You know, I think about my own wife who grew up as an athlete with no role models, and my daughter, one of my kids, who's a competitive ringette player. But there's so many role models now, and role models on TV as broadcasters, as athletes. It's massively consequential. What was the reaction, Kate?
I think the reaction was fairly good, to be quite honest, and it's amazing. I mean, I find, especially, I don't know about you, but social media these days, it can just be so negative, especially Twitter. Like, my goodness, you put anything out there anymore, and people, it's just like venom. And I don't think COVID's helping with anything. But this was like the first time in a long time that there was very little, and I don't really take too much either way when it comes to comments or responses about certain things. But I don't think I saw, you know, maybe one or two, like, but I don't think I saw a lot of negative about this broadcast whatsoever.
But you know, like Cassie Campbell, she gets a lot of crap. Cassie gets a ton of crap for doing hockey, as you know, and a lot of it's pretty gross. But look, all sports broadcast, it's a tough gig anyway. It's a triply tough gig when you're breaking a glass ceiling doing it. I thought, by the way, Lowry's support of it afterwards, Kyle Lowry, who may get traded today, but man, did he give this a shout out. And I actually think the fact that the players are so on board with this has been great, Kate.
Yeah. And you know what? Welcome to working with the Toronto Raptors, who have just been so supportive. Like, the way I've been treated the last 6 years is working as a sideline reporter for this team. I can't say enough about the team. And for Kyle to take the time and individually name us as well, yeah. too. I just, and you know, just with everything that's going on, obviously with Kyle and what he's meant to us, you know, to see him take time and his quite possibly his last post game to do something like that speaks volumes. I remember speaking to Doris Burke years ago, and she said when Drake showed up at the Air Canada Centre at the time with the sweater and it had a picture of Doris on it, she's like, what Drake just did for me, I can never repay him for. So, you know, to have guys kind of in these roles, in these predominant predominant showcases, to do something like that, it means the world to us, because then kids are like, oh my God, like, you know, these guys think this is cool, then yeah, they must be there for a reason. So that was awesome of Kyle.
Yeah, and I'm speaking to Kate Burness, the great Sports Center anchor on TSN and the Raptor sideline reporter. She does March Madness, she does the CFL, basically she does it all. What's great, Kate, is, and again, I'm in a massive sports house myself. I love this stuff. But I think it's great to focus on this. I really do. And the support, because there's progress that needs to be made. But, you know, I've watched you for so long and so many great broadcasters. I don't think about it anymore. It's so normal to have, you know, a woman broadcasting now, which is great. Like, I tell you, for my kids, it's not, they wouldn't think twice about it now. Now, it's great to see female referees in NFL games and NBA games and all that. That's happening, and those are new barriers, but it's so quick to, you know, what happens is you break the glass ceiling, and it becomes the new normal, and that's what
that's
you
right.
want. Isn't that what you want?
Well, and that's exactly it, too. And I remember Samantha Ponder, because we had our first female referee at the Super Bowl this year. Sam Ponder came out of the feature of that woman and said, I'm going to be happy when we don't make a big deal about this anymore. Yeah. And even the feature, she's like, you know what, I'm just a good referee and I deserve to be here. So that's the exciting part for me, is that, you know, it was really interesting yesterday, too. Some of the comments that I did read were parents saying that their sons were just watching a basketball game and they didn't even notice
exactly
that anything
right.
was different. And it's things like that. And, you know, I remember talking, I've worked a lot with Cheryl Pounder, and when she went to the first Women's World and Canada was dressed in pink jerseys, and that was to attract the male audience. And it was just like, you got to be kidding me. Like, Canada's red and white, right? Like, why are we even, right. why are we making it so different, right? And I think that that's the big thing. It's the visibility. It's just become the normalcy. And Evan, I really hope in 5 years' time, when you see five women doing an NBA game again, you'll be like, okay, great. You just got five
yeah.
great.
We should get Kate on. And I was like, nah, that's not a story. That's not. And then you're like, hey, Evan, I want to come on. I'm like, sorry, Kate's not a story.
I welcome that day, Evan. I completely welcome that day where you don't phone me anymore.
Yeah, but, well, thank you. I hear, you know how many times I hear that from people?
yeah.
Kate, the one thing I will say, and I only got, a quick minute here, lest people think this is not a big deal, and you cover March Madness, mm-hmm. throughout March Madness, the contrast between what the men get in their gym yeah. and what some of the competitive women who are phenomenal ball players get there, you know, with the one, you know, weight room with nothing in it, there is still a massive disparity. Tennis and golf maybe broke the mold on a lot of pay equity, but there's a long way to go in sports.
And especially team sports, and you named it, and probably the best two right now. And give credit, full credit to Serena Williams for what she did for pay equity in tennis. The same thing with golf, too.
And Billie Jean King, who started it.
And Billie Jean King. I mean, and Billie Jean right now, in the way she's fighting for women's hockey, I can't say enough about that woman. I mean, we talk about women's hockey. I mean, God, I could be on here for an hour doing that show. But you're right. It's still, like, the NCAA, like, that was the grossest thing ever. And I said it on air that I was absolutely disgusted by it. And I don't really get heated about much, to be quite honest. But there's actually something called Title IX that says that there has to be equal fitness facilities, for example.
Oh, it was
totally like they're breaking their own laws at this point.
Okay,
like,
so here's what's going to happen. I'm running out of time, so I'm going to have to call you again, Kate Burness, SportsCenter anchor and TSN, because you got stuff to say. Hey, congrats. It was an awesome broadcast. Keep it up. You guys were phenomenal.